Phil, thanks very, very much for sharing your story with us and for taking us, some of us, on the tour. I'll try to describe it for the camera guys. Oh, you don't have your anchors with you anywhere. You're a reporter, so you don't really care if you can't film it, right? Now, I will describe it for you anyway, gentlemen, because what we saw as we walked through Tulkov were a couple of things that really struck me. One was the extent of this operation. We saw the largest horseradish root grinder and washer I think I will ever see in all my life. We also saw a giant warehouse stacked to the roof with very chilled horseradish roots that were shipped here from all over the country. And we also saw a lot of people applying their skills with some pretty advanced machinery, which is why we wanted to come here today. Phil told the story about the corner grocery store becoming a manufacturer, and now that manufacturer becoming an advanced manufacturer. That advanced manufacturing requires a level of skills, the likes of which we have never had to train our people for in generations past. Although, in every generation past, there was always a challenge to help our skills. That's one of the beauties of our country. Every generation, if we educate ourselves at higher and better levels, if we give our workforce higher and better and more market relevant skills, there are opportunities out there to be filled. What we see happening in our state, especially, is that there is currently a mismatch between the opportunities, the job opportunities that are open for good, family supporting jobs, and the skills that our people have. In other words, the more a person learns and the higher their skills, the more a person earns. And that's what the EARN Act was all about. In years past, when it came to training people with the workforce skills that they need, we all became a bit siloed. Community colleges did what the community colleges did. Four-year universities did what the four-year universities did, and employers, frustrated, did whatever they could do to try to find employees that knew how to do what they needed them to do, or they were willing to hire them on the job and train them to do what they needed to do. But the pipeline that's required really calls upon all of us to work together a lot better than we ever have. So that's why we passed the EARN Bill. What does the EARN Bill do? The EARN Bill provides grants from the state that we craft and we direct to the very sort of skills training that owners like Phil and his managers know that they need. So instead of producing people that make the world's best widgets, we're producing people that actually know how to operate the sort of equipment that Phil uses in his business or other people in his sector use. And so we're calling upon people from the strong sectors across Maryland to come together as we issue the RFP this upcoming October, which I think is only a few days away now. We're at the end of September already, huh? And we're asking sector-specific businesses to come together and tell us what sort of skills program you would design in order to give your businesses the employees that you need with the skills that you need so that you can thrive and hopefully grow. So that's what the EARN Bill is all about. Addressing that mismatch between the job opportunities that are out there and the skills levels that our people have to bring them up so that we can create more jobs and more opportunity for more Maryland families. Second part of this announcement before I turn it over to Senator Klausmeier is that there's one basic truth that I think all of us accept as Marylanders, and that is without jobs, there is no progress. All progress depends on a mom or dad, these days oftentimes both, having a job so that they can support their family, so that they can give their children a higher and better and more secure quality of life than what their parents were able to give to them. We set a milestone once we headed into the worst recession our country's seen since the Great Depression. We declared the goal of restoring 100% of the jobs that we lost during the recession. On Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced that Maryland has now recovered 100% of the jobs we lost in the recession. That's an important milestone, but that is not mission accomplished, because our population grows and therefore our need to create even more jobs grows. And that's why everything that we can do to improve the skills of our people, everything we can do to improve our business climate is so critically important, because the most important job we create or save is always the next one. So with that, I'd like to be able to introduce a woman who was one of the lead authors and advocates for the EARN bill, which invests in the skills of our people and market-relevant skills as directed by our employers. Please welcome State Senator Kathy Klausmeier.